Dude, we are live in Sarasota at the Orioles Complex, Ed Smith Stadium, and we got the head man here, General Manager Mike Elias. Come on, Marianne. Come on.
Yes.
Come on.
Yeah. Welcome.
And I think Mike, you, Marianne said, save it for the radio.
I know you're saying good stuff. I'm like, this sounds like an interview.
Lifelong Oriole fan. I just wanted to thank Mike for bringing a little life back into this proud organization. And we walk around that clubhouse and see these mountainous men.
Mm-hmm.
Felix Bautista being the mountain. But, man, you look at Tyler Wells. All these guys are huge. And you said, we're not rebuilding anymore. Mike, welcome to the show, and thanks a lot for what it looks to be a great team this year.
Thank you. Yeah, we're very proud of where the team is at and the organization at whole. So this is really an invigorating spring training for us. It's also the first normal one that we've had in 2-3 years.
Right.
So everybody's really happy to be here in a good mindset right now.
And the football draft is more of a known commodity. You draft a guy in the first round, he's going to be your guy probably for 8-10 years. In baseball, sometimes you swing and miss on guys that you think are going to be there for a long time. But, man, you seem to identify talent, draft them, and then they stick. When did you find that you had a really good eye for talent? I mean, it seems to go back many years.
Well, I've been primarily focused on the draft most of my career. I started as a scout, a local area scout with the St. Louis Cardinals, and just kind of learning the ropes of evaluating baseball players with your eyeballs. This was, you know, 16 years ago. There was a lot less and technology and info, and we kind of had to get out there and travel the country and pound the pavement to find players, and you learn some skills there that even in today's environment kind of translate. We've got a really smart group of people in the front office and a really good scouting department with a lot of experience, and we combine our info in a scientific way, and so far we've been able to use that to have some solid drafts to give the farm system a shot in the arm. So I think it's, you know, really important for the Orioles going forward to be excellent at scouting and player development. If you look back at the glory years of the franchise, you know, in the 60s, 70s, that was the bread and butter, and it's really even more so the case now with the way baseball set up for a team in Baltimore to really nail the draft. So we're very focused on that.
That's funny. You just talked about using tech and utilizing all these new ways of evaluating players. We just did a story about AI, a corporation relying on AI to make decisions for the company based on stats. Would you ever go so far to rely on AI to make decisions?
Oh, God, I hope not.
I know.
That doesn't
robots
happen. That
sounds
taking
awful. Over. Beep, bop, boop, bop.
Yeah, I mean, you know, seriously, like this is sports. You know, we're interested in it because you're watching human beings compete with one another. I would be wary of losing too much of that. I think already that's, you know, becoming a question in the sports world, and it's something that we have to guard against. So hopefully we never get to that point. I enjoy taking risks on players and you know, having some human element in the roster building, and also wanting to see what these guys do on and off the field. So I'm skeptical that will ever completely go away, but
more of like a heart or an instinct that
yes.
No robot could ever replace.
The warmth.
Yeah, I think you get a smart enough robot, you could probably teach it how to
load it up.
Yeah,
our job.
humans can be pretty predictable, but we're nowhere near that point. And I think it'll maybe, if it ever comes, it'll invade some other areas long before
right.
It gets into baseball.
It's Kirk and Marianne, and we're spending some time with Orioles General Manager Mike Elias. And Mike, you've got a talented clubhouse. What is one of your major objectives right now? Is it figuring out the pitching rotation, who's going to be maybe your top five guys, long closer, who's going to go down for a while? There's a lot of great arms in that locker room. You can never have too many.
Yeah, I think the quantity of arms in particular is probably the thing that stands out to me about this group. Those are where most of the battles for the roster is going to be. If everyone stays healthy, we have a pretty good idea of who our starting nine position players will be on a given night. But our rotation has guys that had good years last year, but it was their first year in the big leagues, or they only threw 100 or 120 innings, so it's hard to just assume that they're going to do that again and hand the jobs to them. So some of these guys that pitched really well last year for us, Dean Kramer, Kyle Bradish, Tyler Wells, Austin Voth, you know, they're going to get good shots here, but we can't assume anything at this point. We've also got a couple of youngsters, top prospects in the game, D.L. Hall and Grayson Rodriguez, who we expect and hope to contribute this year. And then we brought in a couple of veterans that have been eating innings the last couple of years that should help stabilize the group with Kyle Gibson and Cole Irvin. And there's a few other people that I didn't mention that, you know, we have 12 guys on the roster that potentially could break in the rotation. So
you said, you know, things are getting back to normal because the pandemic affected things. Has anything stuck from the pandemic? Any changes that have been made that it's like, you know what, let's do this from now on?
Good question. It's become so normalized
like
to me, I haven't noticed
it.
Fist bumps. We're doing more fist bumps. We're, I think a guy coming in with some flu symptoms or some cough symptoms used to be different. You just let him come and wipe out half a spring training for 2 weeks, and now we keep those guys out.
So like we've all learned.
It seems
about
pretty
germs.
Obvious.
Yeah.
Mike Elias, GM of the Orioles, how do you like the rule changes? The base looks like a pizza box. Somebody said it's bigger, and so guys don't get spiked when they're trying to hold the bag at first base. And I'm sure there are some other changes. Are you cool with them?
Yeah, I don't know if it's going to help our team, but our team is built, I think, to play into the rule changes. Not anything we did on purpose, but we've got they've got rid of the shift, mm-hmm. and we have a lot of left-handed batters who should get some more base hits on their batted balls.
That's great.
There will be more stolen bases because of these larger bases and also these new rules about how many pickoffs you can make. And we had the two top stolen base leaders in the American League last year in Cedric Mullins and Jorge Mateo. We have catchers who can throw and control the running game with Adley Rutschman and James McCann, who we just acquired from the Mets. And, you know, you take away the shift, the infielders, they're going to have a little bit more range, should do better than the other infielders. And Jorge Mateo, Gunnar Henderson in particular, are real fast guys. So I think this team is equipped well for it. As a fan and somebody that watches baseball for a living, I don't mind shortening the games by, you know, 20, 30 minutes or whatever it's going to be. I think it's good to have the pace pick up because that's been an issue.
Do you feel like
you can't pay attention?
Yeah, I hate that. Do you feel like a father with all these guys, and a lot of them are young, and you've assembled them all here, and
you're a young dad.
Yeah, it almost feels like you're a principal of a school. Or
I'm going to go with older brother. I don't think I'm quite in the. These guys are 27.
Good friend.
Mostly, but thanks.
Are you one of the youngest GMs in the league? I mean, it used to be Theo Epstein.
I don't know. It's definitely skewed younger in the last 20 years. You know, it's a on your cell phone 24 hours a day kind of thing. But I think I'm probably in the middle somewhere right now.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's crazy at 40 to be. Yeah. So I guess there's a couple of guys that are early 30s, yeah. mid-30s. That's where we're going these days. But it is showing dividends here. And
I feel like one of the oldest GMs, if that helps.
Really?
So. Mike Elias, go ahead.
Oh, yeah. What's the youngest person you've drafted? Is there a limit on age?
Do
you go to Little League?
You know, the baseball draft, basically the youngest you typically are is 17 years old.
Oh.
We sign kids internationally in the Dominican at age 16. But at one point, when I was the scouting director for the Astros, we signed a kid, or we drafted a kid out of Puerto Rico in the sixth round that was still 16. I think it may have been a record. He wasn't any good. But,
see?
We at least got the youngest guy.
Right.
It didn't turn out well.
But. That's funny.
And was it your idea to move the wall back in left field because it probably scared off a lot of great pitchers from coming here, and now pitchers are like, yeah, I'll go there.
Yeah, me, Brandon Hyde, Sig Meidel, our assistant GM who runs our analytics department, you know, we'd been here a few years. It was pretty clear to us that the park was a problem for building a winning program here. It's a beautiful park, mm-hmm. but to have the number one or number two most homer-friendly ballpark in baseball, it runs up stress on your pitching staff. Mm-hmm. They throw more pitches. They lose confidence. They don't throw the ball over the plate. It makes it hard to develop young pitchers. So we wanted to at least be an average park, but maybe be a little bit of a pitcher's park. And without a full renovation, which I think we're going to have in the next few years, but without a full renovation, the easiest thing to do is just what we saw, which is take that part in left field where so many cheap homers are going mm-hmm. and just push it back. And, you know, we'll see. Maybe it's a little like extreme, but it's better than the alternative, which was our pitchers
I never thought of that.
Yeah, it's just tougher on them than the visiting pitchers if you're pitching more of your games there and throwing extra pitches.
Right.
And
maybe you can have the wall move, like go up and down. I mean, I'm just spitballing ideas.
Between innings, yeah. That would be ideal the next day.
Really we'll challenging.
You've been watching MTV or something. Mike Elias, general manager for the Orioles. It was great to have CEO John Angelos come out and say, nobody's going anywhere. That's good for the fans, but also good for you and your family. I think you knew in the back of your mind, but when the head guy tells you, like what you're doing, it just trickles down and everybody can go, so
I've never experienced that, so it's cool.
We're on a week-to-week contract.
Well, good having you guys down here. Thank you.
Thanks. Mike. Yeah.